Over the years, hundreds of thousands of Haitians have lost hope that things could get better and just left their country. Pascal Austin d'Aubuisson is one of them. He traveled first to Brazil, then north to the U.S., where his mom and sister were living. He made it to Tijuana and was refused entry into the U.S. 2 years later, Pascal is still in Tijuana, making a life for himself there. My colleague Marco Werman spoke to him recently.
What did you think of Tijuana when you first got there?
When I first got here, I had the impression that this was a really ugly place. I didn't like the city. But little by little, I started to get used to it, and I saw how the people here are open and really nice. And now I see myself as a Haitianense. I'm part of this city.
Yeah, Haitianense, that's a word that you've kind of conjured up yourself, is it?
Yeah.
So part Haiti, part Tijuana. I mean,
exactly.
How did you decide to stay there, Pascal? I mean, was it a hard decision?
It was a tough decision at first because I spent so much money trying to get to the U.S., about $5,000. My plan was never to stay in Tijuana. But over time, I've come to realize that spending all that money to get here was worth it.
Right, and you've been there for about 2 years now. I mean, what's your life like? And I mean, in terms of work and your social world, or do you feel you've settled in?
My life here is very different from what it might have been in the U.S. What I've achieved here so far, I probably couldn't have done in the U.S. First of all, I have a son now, who's a year old. Also, I've already published my first book, and I have a steady job. Plus, I'm in the process of enrolling in a university. So I think I'm doing beautiful things here.
Mexico did offer you a humanitarian visa and a 4-year work visa. What happens when that work visa expires?
En mi caso, no, yo no tengo visa.
Well, in my case, I don't have a visa because I have a son. So legally, I am a permanent resident, and next year I'll be able to get my Mexican passport as a citizen. But other Haitians, who have a visa for a year, they will have to get it renewed. And if they have a job, their work can help them get residency for 4 years.
And what about, I mentioned earlier there are thousands of Haitians in Tijuana. What about the rest of the Haitian community there? What are they bringing there in terms of their lives from back home, like food and music and culture?
Here in Tijuana, the Haitian community has been through a lot because when we got here, not everyone was treated well. But now there are a lot of Haitian restaurants. There are compa bands playing the music of my country. There are Haitian rappers. And there are people teaching Haitian Creole and Haitian dance. I think Haitians are really integrating themselves into the city, and that will only grow more in the next 5 years.
I don't understand Spanish, but I did hear compa in there, so I figured that there was some music and some dance stuff going on. Have you faced any racism in Mexico?
Sí, claro. Como ya saben, el racismo no es únicamente un acto.
Yeah, of course. As you know, racism isn't just an isolated action by someone. It's also the way people look at you and how they treat you. So I think racism is everywhere. And there are racist people everywhere. In fact, at my first public event here in Tijuana, there was a racist man who came in and said things to me. It was a really ugly experience.
Eso fue una experiencia muy fea.
Now, I know you recently went and spoke to some migrants, a group of migrants, mostly Central American, at a shelter in Tijuana. What advice did you give them?
I wanted to tell them that Tijuana is a city with lots of opportunities. And it's a city that supported me a lot, too. And maybe some in the city have something against migrants, but I don't want them to focus just on that. Because when you do good things happen to you, too, in return. I believe that if they do good things and work with pride, then they will have a good future here.
So back to that word that you conjured up, Haitianense, so being Haitian and Tijuanan. With your son, your young boy, what aspect of each place, Haiti and Tijuana, do you want to see him grow up with?
Pues, yo te voy a decir la verdad, yo quiero ver en él.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I want to see him grow up as 100% Haitian. It's not that I don't want to see him as Mexican, but I do want him to know more about my culture, my food, my language, my customs. I want him to have an education that's better than mine, so that he can be very proud to be Black and to be Haitian. I want to see all of that in him.
So, Pascal, your partner's Mexican. You've got a young son now. How do you see your future with your new family in Mexico? Is it a story of permanence, or is your story still unfolding?
Well, I can't answer that question, because in my book, I say I'm a citizen of the world. I believe it's the same for everyone in this world. People need to go wherever things will be better for them. If I believe the future of my son's education is assured here in Mexico, and I can achieve my best here, then yes, maybe I'll stay. But since I'm someone who likes to travel a lot, of course I hope to travel a lot too.
Pascal Houstain de Buisson speaking there with the world's Marco Werman. By the way, his book about his journey from Haiti to Tijuana is called Sobrevivientes, which means survivors.